If we don't get any funding, I think Julie Hambleton, I can see standing on the steps of the inquest court and simply not going in, and the other families not entering the inquest because they'd be going in without legal representation. The clock is ticking down until the 28th of November, which is the first preliminary review hearing. There's a lot of work to be done. We need to have this done sooner rather than later. We do not have the same legal support as the coroner does or the state agency we're trying to hold to account. And therefore, I think a strong statement would be shown to both the government and the system that we're not going to participate and we're walking away and this is our last chance and you've let us down. We made the application to the Home Secretary on the basis that there was a precedent for this sort of application for funding. That's the Hillsborough disaster precedent, in which the Home Secretary made an arrangement for funding and administration with the lawyers and the victims of the Hillsborough disaster. There has been a suggestion, both by the Chief Coroner and by Andy Burnham MP, that this sort of mechanism, this funding mechanism, should be legislated for, so victims of disasters such as in Hillsborough and such as in Birmingham, etc., should be provided with this form of representation. So it's a step along that road, we hope. When we know that the state agencies involved, the West Midlands Police, the Fire Service and other agencies, will have full legal representation through taxpayers' money, and it would be detrimental to the victims and relatives not to have that support, and therefore it's a question of fairness by the government.